Welcome back to another installment of New Books and Poetry's month-long celebration of the chapbook, Chapbookapalooza. I am your host, Jen Fitzgerald. Our guest today is a gifted poet, and I'm really excited about this collection. Amber Attia has performed at the New Eurekan Poets Cafe, the Bronx Academy of Arts and Dance, the Museum of Modern Art, and elsewhere. Her poems have appeared or are forthcoming in The Atlas Review, The Pantla, a journal for queer poets of color, Boston Review, Anti, and Muzzle Magazine. She is a proud native Brooklynite and a member of a women's writing group celebrating 13 years next spring. Her chapbook, The Fierce Poems of Doo-Wop, is due out this fall from Argos Books. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I had a really difficult time choosing which poems to ask you to read. Part of me just wanted to be like, I'll be quiet and you just read them all. But we want the listeners to go out and get this chapbook, so I couldn't do that. But we should show them what I'm talking about. So could you please read Assimilation on page 11?
Absolutely. Assimilation. The last flower I saw in South Suicide, Queens, was on a little girl's tee. A trio of violets banged up with giddiness. It sure would be nice to get some shade in this neighborhood. Cool down the hotheads. Make people speak peace to each other. Get it? I got some bamboo indoors. Lots of blacks got bamboo indoors. Big Dumbo leaves, gold streaked green, beautiful oafs, like those kids who get on the special bus, barking at the sky bandaged in clouds. Carton of triple chin strawberries discarded curbside. The funky sweet of overripe fruit changes your posture. Makes you walk upright, proud of your secondhand style. Your mind creates an explosion of flowers you can't identify. Petals, lilac, canary, and all you want to do is let your hands become ostriches. Bury Porgy and King deep in cornmeal. You want to slay them bad boys the way your moms did. Every piece red bone from Sazon con Culantro. Chug something, don't need a corkscrew, something that cracks loud as a grown man's knuckles, whose fizz rivals canola seething in your bestest, oldest skillet. I know well the cast iron pot's multifunction for cook and kill, seen two stepdads go toe to toe with mi madre, chests puffed up like pori bread, which tastes 10 times better than the men's I've had.
Thank you. We've got to talk about process. I mean, how many revisions does it take to pack those lines so densely with image, content, and prosody?
Well, you know what? I would say at this point that a lot of my writing comes out of the writing group that I actually have been participating in for about 12, almost 13 years now.
Wow.
I'm not even sure how many revisions this poem went through. I wrote it a while ago, so it's hard to say. I'm thinking somewhere close to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about this writing group?
Oh, wow. Well, okay. So this particular writing group, we've been writing together, like I said, for about 12 years now. It started with myself and someone I used to work with named Dorotea. Hi, Dorotea. And from there, it just branched out and became a thing so that actually a number of women would just, you know, come in, even if it was for a day. Mm-hmm. You know, women would just come in and write with us. Right now, there's four of us writing together. We've been writing at possibly one of the last 24-hour diners in New York City.
Really?
Yeah, called G-Wiz Diner. And the group is based on, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Writing Down the Bones.
Yes.
By Natalie Goldberg, yeah. So there are three things that we like to say about our writing process as a group, that the objective is always to keep the pen moving, even if it's to say, I have nothing to say. That you keep the pen moving and don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no judgment and no censorship.
Wow. Sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
So if that diner ever closes, just so you know, there's 3 24-hour diners I could think of off the top of my head on Staten Island.
Oh, yeah?
And we are still New York City, so you're welcome over here.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I definitely want to hear another poem. Would you please read Where is the Man of This House? Page 20.
Page 20. Where is the man of this house for the UPS delivery guy? There is no man, though I have loved men. There are men I have loved. They weren't the first ones served at my dinner table. Their jokes, not so funny. Women crack me up, have wide mouths, strong diaphragms, are as skilled at making jokes as they are at making love. No men in this house. There have been men in this house with Cro-Magnon-shaped skulls who have grunted to indicate hunger. I have made eggs Benedict like a saint, have snaked stitches through knife wounds. Women poach and mend and laugh so hard, suck air into themselves, buoyed in casual Friday blue jeans, buoyed in muumuus and mohawks, buoyed in magentas, coppers, mixed prints, organelles floating in pierced navels and lipstick. I've worn lipstick. So have the men I have loved. They were real down, wore moonstone to bed, wore wigs. This house, well, blessed by men and more than men and women too. I urged my men to sit close-legged, to be careful what kind of men they died trying to be. I have been a man with a man and a woman, fabulous in ties, crooning Isaac Hayes bass. I have slayed men, made mutton pie out of them, pillows out of them, kittens out of them, bats out of them, quinoa out of them, seedlings out of them, servants out of them. Men, leave me earthbound. Women, fly me to Pluto. Appeal to the idols of heat, cram currants, tampons, mini unks into my pockets. Remind me not to linger. Remind me what I'm missing back home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love your use of repetition here. Is this something that gets fleshed out during revision, or do you naturally move towards a repetition in your work?
Well, I think, you know, like I said, because a lot of the writing comes from the free writing of the writing group,
mm-hmm.
That a lot of the repetition does occur naturally. And I also would say that, you know, one of my favorite poets, you know, June Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Is someone who writes a lot of mid to fast tempoed poems that include repetition. And every time I read her poems, and I read them quite often, I'm always in awe. Like, I have a thing for repetition, whether it's in my work or in other people's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something that I'm a little obsessed with, I would say.
I can relate. I mean, repetition is holy. It is. If you can get it right, then you can portray something to the reader that extends far beyond what could ever be written on a page.
Very true.
Yeah. So I want you to read one more poem. I was hoping that the last one could be the first one. Could you read us Brooklyn?
Sure. Okay, here we go. Brooklyn, hive of prosthetic limbs, corset of skin, bruised lips blooming, lisp and click, kimchi, meat bus up shut, oh right breast for breakfast, oh bullet, your signature dish, oh cyclone of bone, bubble goose and Lucy blazed between a tranny's lips, whose memory boycotts the G building. Whose body a rumor started there? Flatbush. Flatbush, my headless chicken. Dollar vans honking la cucaracha. In every hood, the cockroach in powder blue tracksuit. Pimp sky god with a limp. Cat calling muffin tops. Braces and bus pass young courting hustlers. coffin chasers. Jalil, Daquan, Dimplefine, decades after Kane and crack and black rage dragged Dookie chained into the 80s. The street corner's prom of derelicts crowned you queen. Throne a milk crate circa 78 before Coney Island got gangsta. Rides hurling bodies like horseshoes. Whichever blackout left half the city in Times Square sipping St. Ides, heading south on 6th across an unlit bridge to get back, get to Brook, where wasn't a D or B-41 running, where everything running was a she.
Thank you so much. I love this poem. Do you know who I think of immediately when I read this? Walt Whitman.
Wow.
Yeah, no, this is a Walt Whitman poem. Like, if he were alive right now, he would lose it over this
poem. You think?
I know he would. It's this wide-reaching, it's like the arms are outstretched, your hands are around the burrow, and you're just sweeping it into the poem. And that's exactly what he did.
Thank you.
Totally.
Thank you.
So I wish we had more time. I really do.
Oh, me too. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on and for sharing this. And are you working on anything right now? Do we have another collection coming out for you?
Well, you know what? In addition to, you know, basically promoting the chapbook, I've been working on a full-length manuscript for years and years. And it's interesting because a lot of the poems that I started with are probably, I don't think any of those poems are actually in the most updated version of the manuscript. So I've actually snatched, like hemmed a lot of the poems up and just snatched them out. Mm-hmm. I would like to include a number of visual poems. I've been interested in visual poetry for a while now, mm-hmm. But I think that I'm finally ready to write. I wrote a bunch of visual poems when I was at the New School, and I lost them. Like, my computer crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I lost them. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll be able to include more visual poems in the full-length manuscript. I'm actually trying to find information on the legality of including, like, an order of protection.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, I haven't worked it all out yet, but I would love to do something like that, or, you know, like, you know, create or lay the poems out in such a way that they can be ripped out of the book. Like, I love the idea of ripping the pages out of a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like I said, I'm still working on that. But yeah, like, that's the next thing.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, I think if you just black out the name on the order of protection, you could just put it in as it is.
Just put it in. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And please get in touch with New Books and Poetry when this comes out, because I would love to have you on for a full-length interview.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Great. So this is Jen Fitzgerald with New Books and Poetry, reminding you to support all the arts, but especially poetry.